My name's Nolan Doherty. I'm a volunteer here in the Cali Women's Group. Years ago, your mother would have knit a jumper. When you grew out of it, she ripped it up and re-knit a different jumper for somebody else coming along. Nothing was thrown away. Nothing. They used everything.
Do people not do that anymore, Nolan?
Nope. Definitely not. If a button comes off a shirt, they don't sew the button on. It's rolled up and thrown away.
Well, girls, I have a confession for you. I can't sew at all. And see this coat I've on me? I had to go home to my mother to put the button back on it. Am I a disgrace, Anne?
You are indeed. If you had a volunteer, we have people that does repairs. We would love more young people coming in here to take part in it. We have a few now, so we have. But the young ones, they sort of don't know how to sew on buttons and things like that. You know, when you get the crowd in here and the wee machines all going and there's a bit of banter going, which was always in the factories. I've always sewn. I've had a machine from when I was 15 years old. So I've always sewn and I love it. I'm not saying I'm fantastic at it, but as I say, we do something every day.
I have a grandson and this is his football top. As you can see, melted. But the ladies here, we have advised that we're going to trim it off and turn it up and he'll get the rest of the summer out of it. That was a £47 football top. Would have been thrown out. And I says, no. He brought it up and he says, Granny, will you take that over and get the gears to fix it? And I says, yes, I will.
Because there's a big hole in it. Now, if that was me, Nolan, to be honest with you, I probably would throw it out.
You would. You definitely, you would. But at £47, who can afford to throw out £47?
They put you in a cup of tea so they have
it. Trees are homes.
Do you think people are quick now to throw away things rather than fixing them?
I think they were for a while, but I think now it's just more so the craft start up. We noticed even people coming in getting repairs done, that they're fixing stuff now because stuff's very expensive. Even me, myself, you know, I would start fixing stuff now rather than just throw it away. You know, you can always make something out of something.
Yeah. What's your own name?
I'm Rosie. When I worked in the factory, I was an examiner. So when they've got all their work done, I come in and go, oh, there's a wee stitch misser. Just for a bit of laugh. Like, we call it stitching and bitching. The crack, you see the social element of it all. People coming in, having a wee cup of tea and just enjoying a bit of banter and, you know, people getting out of the house.
These quilts here, all they put backings on and put them.
Them quilts are all ready now.
They're all ready there.
Sure. That Kelly, the back has come off that and she was going to throw them out. So I says, no, we'll take them down and do bumps or something.
Is sewing a day in art, do you think, Lynn? Do people not really do it anymore?
I think it's not that they're not doing it anymore. I think it's not getting passed on. A lot of people say it's just throwaway word. They could learn it and then maybe make their own things, even if it's a skirt or a top or a dress, they could find out and they could sort of make their own style.
Do you love coming down here, Lynn?
All of it. I'd be lost, completely lost. Without it, you know, because they are a great pile of gears, great friends and that, and you meet dollar people, you know, I know I would be completely lost, you know, without, plenty going on all the time, you know, and as you say, it's not all work. Days where if somebody's having a bad day, they'll come in and have a squeal and a roar, and that's it, and then get them a cup of tea, and that's it, back to normal, you know.
The Gallia Women's Group then are doing their best to keep someone alive.
Yeah, that's it. We're trying anyway.
One stitch at a time.
One stitch at a time, that's it.